Frankly, that's how it is. If you're going to communicate about something you've achieved, accomplished, done, released, produced, directed, whatever, you have to be either educational or informational, or ideally, in my mind, both. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now, let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. Today, I want to talk about something that is taking up a lot of my time right now because I just released a book, right? Die by the Sword came out on August 9th, and it was so much fun to write and also to talk about, right? But that's something that I really want to talk about now is how do you do that? How do you get the word out for a book or anything else you've done, you've created, you've published? What do you do? And how do you do it in unique ways, right? So yeah, absolutely. We can post about it on social media and say, hey, look, I wrote a book. Hey, I did this. Hey, I released a painting. Hey, I put new music up. And that has worked very well in the past, right? In the past 20 years with the advent of social media, and I know it's not quite 20 years, but you know what I mean. With the advent of social media, talking about your interests, talking about your accomplishments, talking about the products that you've put out, whether they're books or art or music or a new course or whatever it is, talking about what you're passionate about can get you ears and eyes so that people will listen to you and also look at what you're selling or talking about. That's really cool. But we're maturing now as a social media audience. We're not the same as we used to be. And I think that's important for us to think about. We want different. We want more. People going, hey, you'll never guess what this is. Or there's only one left. You better do it now. With that sort of scarcity urgency thing, we're all wise to it now. We're going, yeah, right, whatever. I know that this is a ploy and I'm not going to put up with it. And so now if you want to talk about it as much as possible, yes, you have to use that word authenticity. You have to be authentic and real. And also, you still have to talk about your product, whatever it is, or your service. If you're a coach or a psychologist or a lawyer or whatever, you're probably talking about it on social media, about what you do to get more interest, to get more eyeballs and ears on what you're talking about. So I get that part of it, but I also get that we need to do it in a way that is either educational or entertaining. Frankly, that's how it is. If you're going to communicate about something you've achieved, accomplished, done, released, produced, directed, whatever, you have to be either educational or informational, or ideally, in my mind, both. So I want to talk as an example about the book. What did I do to get the word out for it to be out in people's consciousness, right? So for example, I wanted to get the book out in a way that was going to be substantive and good. So I started talking about it way beforehand. I was posting pictures and photographs, images of the celebrities and actors, most of them are actors, who inspired the very characters. So I was talking about the book in a way, but I was also talking about these actors and other people, some of them are not actors, who inspired the way the characters looked, the way they behaved, the way they moved through the world. So I was talking about that and really communicating sort of a sense. And more than one person got in touch with me to go, you know what, Isolde, it was really, really cool to see who you thought of. And I feel like I'm more part of the story. And at least one person went, you know, I hope that when they finally make a TV series or a movie out of this book, that they talk to you about the casting choices, because I can really see the casting the way you've imagined it. And I was like, yes, I did. I did the job I was supposed to do, and I was really happy about it. But why do it, right? The next question has to be, why are we even interested in doing that? Well, even if you're an author who's signed with a traditional publishing firm, unless you're super famous, you still have to do your own marketing. You still have to talk about the work. You still have to go do talk shows and perhaps do guest blog posts or be interviewed on podcasts. You still have to do all of that, even though you're signed with a traditional publishing firm, because the way marketing is done, as we know, has changed. I am independently published through Creative Earthlings Publishing, and let me tell you, that means it falls all on you. So how am I doing it? How am I doing it successfully? Well, I'm working on it every day, so that's one thing. But there are unique and fun ways that you can talk about the work you've done, and I'm going to sort of detail them for you now so that you get it in one place, right? So first thing, book clubs. One of the things that I've done is I've made myself available. If a book club decides to buy my book, where everybody in the book club buys the book and they want to read it and talk about it, I will make myself available to their next book club meeting and chat about the book with them. And it's a great way to get to know your readers and get to know more of what they're thinking and what they took away from your book. Let me tell you, that kind of feedback is gold if you're a writer. But also, it's a way to really connect and get a chance to really talk about what you meant to say. And hopefully what you meant to say is what you said. But sometimes it doesn't happen that way. So it's a really good way to connect both the book with your audience, but also you in some ways to your book. Next, and probably even more important, you need a great cover designer. If you are gifted in this way, yeah, go ahead and design your own cover if you need to save the money. If you can find a cover designer like I did who is magnificent, work with that person. Get that person to do the work with you because they're going to be amazing and they're going to do incredible work for you. Because you need something that's going to catch, that's going to communicate the story and the ideas of the story without the person even picking the book up. Like if somebody comes by my book, they're going to go, okay, I know that this has to do with swords. I know that it has to do with tarot cards. And I know that it has to do with a beautiful woman named Cassie Belmont, because it's all in the book, right? Die by the Sword, a Cassie Belmont tarot reader mystery with a beautiful woman, Miranda Roldan, who is the cover model. And it takes place in Washington, D.C. that you can tell the Capitol and the Washington Monument are right there. And the two things on the bottom, and I'm holding it up in the video version of this show so that you can see it, are the Ten of Swords and the Three of Swords. So it's very easy to see exactly what this is about. And it's done in a really beautiful way. The design is gorgeous and it's compelling and it draws you in to look more. So you need that. You need something that's going to draw the eye, whether it's a book or not. If you have any visual representation of what you've created, make it compelling. Make it something that someone wants to go, I want to know more about that. The other things that I'm doing is because the main character of the book is a tarot card reader, I am doing something called Tarot Live on Facebook. So I get on Facebook Live and I do tarot readings and I talk, intersperse that with talking about the book, talking about my motivations for writing the book, figuring out the storyline, all of that. I don't give away plot points because I don't want to give away any spoilers, but I do talk about how I wrote it, the process I went through. The tarot cards themselves is a huge topic of interest for people. So if there's anything in what you've created, whether it's a service or a product that you can get on Facebook Live and talk about, I really encourage you to do that because it's a really fun way to chat about, for me, the tarot cards, but also the mystery novel itself, and then do some fun readings for people and get that connection. Again, it's all about building connections. You know that. Now, one of the things that you can also do, if your product or service has been reviewed by people, get out there and talk about it. So I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to read you a couple of the reviews right out loud from Amazon on the book. The first one is from LMD. And here's what LMD said. The story is intriguing, fast-paced, multi-layered, and intricately woven. I especially enjoyed the, quote, behind-the-scenes, unquote, insights into the process and practices of Cassie, the tarot reader. I just finished it and am already looking forward to the sequel. Highly recommended. Yay! First of all, LMD, thank you for that. You know who you are if you're listening to this episode. But the other part of it is, yeah, this is a series. This is the beginning of the series. There are at least going to be three more books, and I can give you the titles: Poison Cup, and oh my goodness, I can't even think of Spare the Rod and Coin of the Realm. Those are going to be the next three books in the Cassie Belmont Tarot Reader Mysteries. So you have all of that now, and you can see more about the book itself, right? You can talk about it in that way. You can get on Facebook Live. You can do snippets of quotes on Instagram for the reviews you've gotten. And if you're lucky enough to see someone who's read the book and is willing to do a little video of them saying that they liked the book or liked whatever the product and service is, and they're willing to be posted on social, please get that. And if you can tag them, or if they want to put something up and tag you, that would be amazing. Again, it's all about building that community. I'm going to read you another review real quickly, because this is one of those things where, it's multi-layered. The review itself is multi-layered because of how the reviewer decided to talk about the book. So they talked, here we go. Let me just read it. This is definitely in the quote, good read, unquote category. And that's probably a little reference to Goodreads, which is owned by Amazon. But a lot of people do interview. This is me talking, not the review. A lot of people do reviews on Goodreads as well as on Amazon. And that's a way, again, for people to build momentum and build excitement and also just build community for whatever it is they're trying to do. In this case, Goodread with writing books, that's what this is. So let me go back and start again. This is definitely in the quote, good read category, unquote. I read it in one sitting. The characters are engaging, the writing is solid, and I didn't figure out everything, LOL. This is unusual. I'm the sort of person who meets the bad guy or love interest and knows immediately. Esoterica-wise, it was handled very well. A lot of books intended to be in, quote, our, unquote, world feel trite. This book has more depth, and nothing about the practice felt forced. I love that. I love that that was something that this person noticed, because I was trying to be very conscientious of the practices of tarot readers and of the practice. Cassie practices sort of a nature-oriented spiritual tradition, and I wanted to be very considerate of that tradition when I wrote the book. And so it's really nice to know that that I got it, at least according to this reviewer, that I got it right. Okay, so what are other things that you can do? If your product is something that you can promote on a postcard, there are lots of different ways to get postcards made, stickers, anything like that. Do that. Absolutely do that. I made postcards that I hand out wherever I go. I just like leave them on on little tables or whatever. I'm leaving postcards. And what's really cool is that I have some really amazing friends who, my friend Jennifer, giving you a shout out, really actually just went, you know what? I go out and about all the time. I would be delighted to hand out postcards for you. So she's actually going to be handing out postcards for me. So yeah, get your friends, get your family involved, because if you don't talk about it, who else will, right? And if your friends are willing to help you talk about it, then that is such a gift. Take them up on it. Okay, so then there's something else that I did, and I'm going to put links for all of this in the show notes. I made a special version of the tarot deck. Now, let me talk about the tarot deck itself. I started writing the book, Cassie Belmont, The Die by the Sword. The idea came from me back in like 2011, and I hemmed and hawed and hawed and hemmed and didn't start writing it until NaNoWriMo of 2020. And that's when I actually put pen to paper and started really writing and wrote the first 65,000 words in that month and then finished it up in December. But when COVID actually hit really hard, I went, you know what? I am going to make a tarot deck. And I wanted to design one that was going to be exactly like I needed, exactly like I wanted. And at the same time, Cassie in the book has a unique tarot deck. And I made the tarot deck that I created called The Practical Tarot, all about how it serves the fiction book, right? So I decided, you know what? I'm going to make this tarot deck, and I have it. It's out there. And it is the deck in my mind when I'm writing these books. It is the deck Cassie uses to read for her clients, right? And so what's interesting about that? Well, I don't know if you know this, but in New York City, for example, they have this fun thing that's been going on for decades. When you walk around the city, you will find playing cards, not an entire deck, just like the Two of Hearts or the Queen of Diamonds or the Ten of Clubs. Just out and about, you'll find it. And a lot of New Yorkers, not a lot, but many New Yorkers, I will say, I can't say, you know, the majority of New Yorkers, but many New Yorkers walk around, and when they find the cards, they're trying to find the whole deck, right? That's the goal, is to find the entire deck. And so I went, you know what? I'm going to do the tarot card version of this. I have made a tarot deck, and I am leaving that deck, little bits, little cards of that deck around. And on the back of the card is a little QR code. And if you want to know what the card means for you today, if you find the card and you want to know what it means, you can go to the QR code where you know, go to the link the QR code represents, and you'll be able to see what the card means. And you get to keep the card. It's yours if you want it. But the whole point is that I'm going to be leaving those all over New York City. Why? Because it's, again, it's another way to talk about the deck. And there's a link to the book that corresponds to the deck right at the edge, at the end of every single one of those write-ups. So that's the whole point. It is a way, again, of maintaining interest and building buzz and also doing something super fun. So I ordered a few copies of these cards, and I'm going to be putting them out for people to see. Again, what is a unique way, right? What is a unique way that you can talk about what you've done? Not the same old, even though TikTok is a lot of fun and I'm having a great time on TikTok. If you are on TikTok, follow me. I'm talking about communication, both in professional and personal relationships. I'm talking about self-awareness and wellness and how to get your mind so that you are working on your life in a really positive way. So because I do coaching, that's all part of my world. And I talk about that stuff on TikTok daily. So I'm at Isolde T. I'm at Isolde T pretty much everywhere. But the point is, I'm doing that. I'm also drawing cards on the daily and talking about what the cards mean. And that's another way I'm relating the tarot deck back to the book every single day on social media. So that's another thing. I'm also writing articles, and I'm pitching myself to be on podcasts. In fact, I created a media sheet just for the book so I can get it to people. And if you want to know how to create a really stellar media sheet, if you want to know how to create a stellar media sheet, get in touch and I'll get you my process. But in the meantime, I'm actually going to put a link to my media sheet so you can see what one looks like and what one successful one looks like on there. And this is not a media sheet that's all about me. It's a media sheet about me and the book, right? So the book cover is on there, various copies of the tarot deck cards that inspired the book and vice versa are on there. And really, I talk about what makes this book unique. And one of the things that makes it unique, of course, is that there's a tarot deck that goes along with it. But also, I use the tarot deck to inspire some of the plot points. And I talk about that as far as the media sheet itself. That's on there, right? These are the kinds of questions I actually tell them, ask me about this because it's interesting. How can you use, if you're a creative person, how can you use a tarot deck to inspire yourself, to get over writer's block, to figure out plot points, to come up with your next sculpture? How can you do that with a tarot deck? Well, you can. And that's the point, is that if somebody books me on the show, on their show, I can talk about it. Do you see what I mean? It's a really cool way, right? It's a really cool way for you as the person who's creating something to get the word out about what you've done, related to other things, figure out how it can be correlated, related, and infused with ideas and creativity from other avenues so that you can keep pulling those ideas and other avenues in to talk about what you've created. And I'm going to put the link to the media sheet right in the show notes so you can see it. And maybe I'll just put a JPEG of the media sheet so you can see it. But the point is that you have to remember this is all about communication. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, if you don't tell your story, no one else will. And if you don't talk about it and let other people know about it, they won't talk about it either. And I'm going to repeat that because I think it's important. This is all about communication. And it's also about collaboration, but I'll get to that in a second. If you don't tell your story, no one else is going to. And if you don't talk about it and let other people know that you've done it, you've created this, you've made it, you've released it, they won't talk about it either. So the more you can talk about what you're doing in a way that's inviting, in a way that's inviting communication, interaction, collaboration, the more people are going to want to participate. Why? Because if you're talking about it in a fun, compelling, exciting, and inviting way, that's catnip to people. They want to be part of it. We all have this FOMO thing, fear of missing out, right? But you're not missing out if you're invited and you come in. And that's the point, is that if you're in that space of, I don't know where I'm going to go next, and someone goes, hey, come here, we're having a really great time talking about this, doing this, being in this way, you're going to join. And so if you turn it around and if you invite other people to be part of the cool journey you're on, they will join you. Ha! Isn't that amazing, right? So be aware that these are all things that you can do. Figure out unique perspectives. Figure out unique, unusual collaborations that you can participate on, right? If you're a lawyer, what can you do as far as writing books? Well, there are lots of things. For example, the law of copyright, the law of working with someone who's creating an audiobook. How does that work? Who owns the intellectual property? All of that stuff. That's a great way to combine things. Talk to the lawyer, talk to the accountant, talk to the psychologist, talk to the esthetician, talk to whoever it is about who they are and what they do relates to what you've created or what you're creating. Find those commonalities. That is what's going to get you the connections that you want and need to make what you're trying to do a real success. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, because I enjoy talking about this, because it's a revelation to me too, because I'm looking at figuring this marketing strategy out from the perspective of beginner's mind, right? What are the cool, unique, new, unheard of ways that I can talk about this that will get people excited and that will get me the connections that I want about something that is, it's a mystery novel, yes, but it is a little esoteric. There are some esoteric elements and some people get afraid of that. And I wanted to demystify it. I wanted to bring it out into the open and really talk about it. And in fact, I was on a podcast episode yesterday, Karen Muller Bryson's The Curious Professor. She's lovely, lovely and amazing, great host. And she's also a best-selling author and she's phenomenal. And she asked me, what are the things that I'm most proud of about the book? And I said, well, honestly, it was the biggest thing is I loved mysteries. So I loved writing my first mystery. But the second biggest, very quickly right behind it, is I wanted the chance to demystify some of these practices. Tarot readings, for example, they're not mystical to me. They're interpretations of symbols and images. And I let my intuition and my sort of subconscious mind interpret and tell the story. And that's one of the ways tarot is useful to me as a writer and as a creative, is it helps me tell stories. And so it's not at all about being psychic, and it's not at all, to me, it's not spiritual in that way. What it is subconscious intuitive interpretation of images and symbols to tell a story about the person who's asking a question. And if they're not asking a question, the cards still tell a story. It's just a little more general, and that's it. So what I do is I look at the different elements of what I see and I tell a story based on those elements. And if you look at that, that's just like writing from prompts. Let's say you have the prompt of a location, which is a hairdresser salon, an object, which is a shoe, and a profession, which is a salesperson at Macy's. How would you write a story about a salesperson at Macy's sitting in a salon or coming to a salon about their shoe? Well, I might start with, oh, the heel to her shoe broke off and she's running to get to the hairdresser appointment because she's got a big date that night and she's trying to get to the appointment on time, but the heel broke off and so she's limping along and she finally makes it just to find out that the hairdresser's gone for the day. Ah, bummer, but maybe somebody else can come in and take over and they give her an even better haircut and style than she would have gotten with the first hairdresser. there's a story right there, right? She's got a hot date. She's broken her shoe. She's running to the hairdresser. Not that anybody would ever run to the hairdresser right before a hot date because you usually want to wait a week or two. But let's say that's what happened, right? That's what I thought of right in the minute. The same thing with tarot cards. If I see the symbols, if I see the images, I look to see what story I can see based on what the cards are and where they fall in the spread. What are the cards? What are the images? What are the symbols? And how do they fall in the spread? And what story do I see based on those images and symbols and where the cards fall? That's what I'm doing. And I wanted the opportunity to demystify that for anyone who listens to the podcast or eventually the audiobook or eventually perhaps buys the book and reads it. I don't know. Demystifying it is important to me, and that was one of the things that I really wanted to get across in the book and also to you as you're listening to this. Again, I hope you've enjoyed the episode. This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you that my brain just went biddle up, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.